This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. Now, Malaysia's economy declined 4.5% year-on-year in the third quarter of 2021. And this was due to the MCOs that were in place in June to try and contain the surging cases of COVID-19 at the time. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, Malaysia's economy contracted 3.6%, a larger decline versus the 1.9% contraction in the second quarter of this year.
Now, according to Bank Negara Governor Datuk Sri Noor Shamsiah Mohamed Yunus, the country was still on track to meet the central bank's earlier projection of 3 to 4% growth for the year, and that Bank Negara still expects the economy to grow further in 2022, with its current projection sitting at 5.5 to 6.5%.
So for more analysis on this, we have with us this morning Woon Kai-jek, RAM's co-head of Economic and Sovereign Research. Good morning, Kai-jek. Thanks for joining us today. Now, third quarter GDP shrank 4.5%, which was actually much lower than street expectations of 2.6%. So what accounts for this contraction?
So good morning. Thank you for having me. In terms of the third quarter, the contraction was actually in line with our expectation, as we were also looking out for around a 4.5% contraction for the third quarter. And we took a more pessimistic view, as we were quite concerned about the impact of the strict lockdowns imposed. And the weak performance is also something that was also foreshadowed by the sharp deterioration in some of the high frequency indicators that we have also been tracking. So furthermore, given how we know that the MCO measures disproportionately affect the services sector, which makes up more than half of Malaysia's total output, the impact on overall GDP would no doubt be very significant. So therefore, it's no surprise that the services sector was actually the biggest contributor to the contraction in the third quarter, accounting for around 2.8 percentage points of the total 4.5% decline last quarter.
Meanwhile, Bank Negara is still maintaining GDP growth for 2021 to be in a range of 3 to 4%. Do you think this is achievable since there was contraction in quarter one? Or will the reopening of the economy that we are seeing now mean a surprise upside to fourth quarter growth?
So, yes, we believe that the 3 to 4% range projected by Bank Negara is definitely something that is achievable for this year. On our end, RAM's projection is for 2021 is at 3.8%, so slightly on the high end of Bank Negara's range. So, as you mentioned, while the economy did actually charge also a contraction in the first quarter, that was largely a function of mobility restriction and capacity constraint imposed on the economy. So what we are expecting is that with these limiters being lifted in the fourth quarter, the economy should also improve accordingly, just like the fast improvement that we've seen in the past when MCO 1.0 and MCO 2.0 were lifted. And based on what we can observe, the recovery momentum so far has been within our expectations. So if you look at Dawson's rebound statistics, monthly GDP growth data, it actually indicated that the economy improved to negative 1.1% in September, from a trough of 7.6% in July, so in line with the general reopening of the economy. Besides that, our most recent RAM Business Confidence Index carried out in September also indicated that business sentiment towards the three-month outlook also improved substantially on the back of relaxation of restrictions.
So what do you expect for quarter four then? Because if you're still being able to maintain that range of 3 to 4%, what is needed to hit that number for quarter four?
So in terms of mathematically speaking, given how we know that the first three quarter of the year is actually standing at 3%, technically you only need to achieve around a 3% growth in the fourth quarter to actually hit the lower end of Bank Negara's range. So we think that it's a fairly easily achievable target, especially with the reopening of the economy. And on our end, actually, we also are projecting around a 6% growth in the fourth quarter to actually hit our 3.8% target for the full year.
Right.
And Bank Negara also reiterated that headline inflation will stay at 2 to 3%, but with increasing signs that inflation is not transitory with rising prices, will this force Bank Negara's hand in 2022 to tighten and raise the OPR from 1.75%? And do you think this is something we'll see as early as Q1 of 2022?
So I think, as you mentioned, while prices will trend higher definitely next year, but we are not expecting any sharp or disruptive spike in inflation, primarily due to the continuous lag in the economy, or if you use a more technical term, for the negative output gap to actually persist in 2022. So what this suggests is that demand pull inflationary pressure is likely to be somewhat limited, while the pass-through of higher costs and as well as any ensuing second-round effects is also unlikely to be very significant. So if you look into where Bank Negara actually stands on this issue, Bank Negara has on multiple occasions emphasized their view that price pressures will likely remain benign next year. As such, based on what you can foresee, inflation will likely be down on the pecking order in terms of the key drivers for a rate hike next year, and we are unlikely to see any premature withdrawal of monetary policy support in contrast to what the market is actually currently pricing in. And we expect the key consideration will still likely be on supporting economic growth and ensuring a stable recovery path. And for now, our current OPR call is actually for a 125 basis point hike in 2022, but actually only for it to occur towards the end of the year. But even then, this call is still highly subjected to the recovery momentum that we will likely experience next year.
But Kai Jack, what happens if other central banks make their move first, especially in the region? Will this force Bank Negara hands, or would it be something, or will we have to pay attention to what the Fed is doing?
I think in terms of the Fed, like you mentioned, their hands are actually forced given the inflationary pressure that they are experiencing back in the United States. However, domestically, in terms of inflationary pressure, there isn't so much that Bank Negara will have to handle on. But like you mentioned, there is that also the interest rate spread pressure that Bank Negara is actually facing. But at the moment, given how the interest rate hike timeline is for the U.S., it seems like the earliest that could happen would be perhaps towards the end of or in the second half of 2022, which is also what we are actually expecting in terms of OPR hike for Malaysia this year as well. So I think on that end, the concern shouldn't be as big for now.
So very much, I think, holding steady. Can I get a perspective for next year, 2022? I think you seem that we're on track for 2021 numbers, 2-4%. Are you also holding that likely GDP forecast for 22 to be 5.5-6.5%?
So in terms of REM's growth forecast for 2022, we are actually in the midst of reviewing our earlier preliminary forecast of between 7-8% that we released back in August. But I think what we can share for now is that our revised forecast will likely still be at around 7% mark thereabout. Still a stronger rebound compared to the official forecast of, like you mentioned, 5.5-6.5%. And the rebound is largely on the back of an expected diminishing of spare capacity given the eventual resumption of most economic activity in 2022, and also a function also of the low base effects because of the subpar growth that we experienced in 2020 as well as 2021, which propped up the GDP growth rate above its long-run trajectory.
Mm. Kajet, what could go wrong with your assumption, though, of 7% GDP growth for next year?
So yeah, definitely. I think in a way, if 7% might seem visually very high, but if we compare to 2019's level, it's only actually about 4.8% above the total output in 2019. So this actually suggests almost 2 years worth of lost economic development. But I think, like you mentioned, the outlook next year will still be very much dependent on the health outcome as well as our ability to actually live with the virus. So the COVID-19 virus remains at the very top of our downside risk for our growth projection for 2022, where we underlying assumption is for actually for successful transition to an endemic phase where, with the economy staying open through most of next year. And also we are not seeing any broad-based lockdown that we see in 2020 as well as 2021.
Kai Jack, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Woon Kai Jack, co-head of economic and sovereign research at RAM Ratings, giving us his take on what the GDP growth for 2022 would look like. He seems fairly optimistic, but the pandemic remains a downside risk.
Yeah, the key thing is, can we live with this virus, number one? And if we can't, does it mean that we're going to have another series, a cycle of opening and closing? Because each time we do so, the damage to the economy is quite severe, as we saw in Q3 GDP numbers.
What you're seeing a lot in Europe now, where they're facing another wave, is that the lockdowns are very targeted.
Mm. 3 days, right, in Netherlands, for example.
Yes, correct. But it's for the unvaccinated as well, right? So perhaps that's why I think there's a bit more confidence in the recovery.
All right, 7:59 in the morning. We're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.